Stomping on the divots. That's where my knowledge of polo ends.
Yes, Joe, that's true for a lot of people like
just
you.
Just watch the steaming ones. That's the
but,
only thing.
But the Sport of Kings has much to offer. The Saratoga Polo Club was established in 1898, and the 2012 season began on July 6th and runs through Labor Day. Polo matches are played in the historic Whitney Field or on adjacent fields every Friday and Saturday. Don't you know that, Joe?
Friday and Sunday.
Friday and Sunday.
No,
so
I didn't
right.
Know that.
Yeah. Evening at 5:30 p.m., just 5 minutes from downtown Saratoga Springs.
In 2004, new owners of Saratoga Polo include current owners Jim Rossi and Mike
Bucci.
Officially signed an agreement to purchase the club. It is their goal to make polo more accessible and of interest to a broader audience. Jim Rossi joins us now. Jim, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. It's the Whitney Cup weekend this weekend. We were just over at the racetrack because we have a whole setup over there, and Mrs. Whitney's coming to present the historic Whitney Cup this Sunday night, so we're all set to go.
So what does the Whitney Cup mean in the world of polo?
Well, our polo club is one of the four oldest in the United States. It was established by W.C. Whitney in 1898, so it's a historic club, and Mrs. Whitney is gracious enough to honor that tradition on the Whitney Field, and every year she and her family come and help us out and present the Whitney Cup.
Well, what do you have to do to make it more accessible to folks like Joe? I'm wearing my whites right now.
Right. Yeah. Well, the one thing is a lot of people perceive that because polo is an expensive sport to play, and it's probably the second most expensive sport next to auto racing to play. But that doesn't
You have to have some horses. You
exactly.
Have to have equipment.
It's there's a lot involved.
Prince William, Prince Harry, Prince Charles.
Yes, but
like that.
We've been giving polo lessons to people all summer, so it's still accessible from that perspective as well. It's a fun sport to play. But because it's an expensive sport to play, typically, people have the perception that you have to belong to a club or there's a secret handshake to get into the club, and we've been working very hard.
I know the secret handshake.
Well, I'll teach it to you. And the other secret is, of course, to avoid the steaming divots. But and when you talk about that,
it was your first band, wasn't it? The steaming divots.
And
steaming
why can't divots? They have? And why can't those horses have diapers on?
Right. Well, you know,
when the tail goes up, beware.
You know, the thing is that it's an amazing night out. It's part of the Saratoga experience. We are one of the few clubs that has the size audiences that we have. It's very affordable for the whole family. It's just $25 for a whole carload, and people come and tailgate.
Can you take bets?
No.
No bets?
I'll make a bet with you, but right. We'll keep that off the air.
Please, no wagering.
No, please, no wagering. But, you know, so we do have a general admission side. It's $25 a carload. Dogs are allowed on leashes. It's 5:30 till about 7:30 or 8 o'clock, so it's great for young kids. It's exciting because you get to watch these beautiful horses, and they're beautiful. Some are retrained thoroughbred horses. A polo field is 9.5 times the size of a football field, so you have this beautiful green expanse
right?
of a field. Absolutely.
9.5 times?
9.5, yes. And so we do have a clubhouse where it's $25 a person, but we have a full open, a full bar.
Well, you
got to
pay for the drinks, don't you?
Yeah, of course, yes. Sure, but yeah. We have box seating and
I'm only asking
food
Joe's
available
behalf.
And so forth. But the idea is that it's not something people should feel in any way that it's not accessible. It's open to the public. We have a great time. It's a great night out. Many people that try it for the first time end up coming back for the whole season because we have plenty of parking.
It's women
it's
and men,
great,
right?
Yes. And actually, we had a very large women's tournament a couple of weeks ago where we had the top women in the world play. That was the weekend of the 20th and 22nd. We were one of the first clubs to do an all-women's
tournament.
How'd
you get interested in it?
Well, my background is in marketing and sports marketing. I had done a lot of work in Atlanta.
Did you play?
On the
I mean,
Olympics.
Have you ever?
Oh no,
you not?
No. I'm on the Equine Welfare Committee for the U.S. Polo Association. So it would be cruel to the horses if I were to play polo.
Why?
So
just because you're a little heavy?
I'm a little too big to play polo. I think, right. But I enjoy watching it. And I also. Oh no! I'm sorry. No, but
let Alan knock this one out of the park. I'm gonna go down and
Oh, man. No, but I just
They're doing Raiders. I got to go see that.
I'll tell you, I went to Skidmore College 30 years ago. We moved, my family and I moved back 15 years ago, and I love this as a destination.
Right.
And Polo is one of the main historic attractions here. And when the opportunity came along to really take one of the main attractions in town and a historic part of the Saratoga history and grow it, my partner and I took the opportunity, and we've been...
Where'd you get the money to do this?
Well, we've, you know, we both had other businesses. And again, I'm dedicated to preserving the history of Saratoga and growing it as an attraction. We do have plans to expand the club and add other amenities like a spa and a private residence club and so forth, but still maintain the historic Whitney Field.
Now, I am lucky enough to live next to a polo field, not next, but very close to a polo field.
Really?
And yes. And so I get to see a lot of the both practices and matches.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just fascinated. But let's talk about the match itself.
Yes.
Because it's incredible what these animals and these athletes do. And there really is, it's quite a sport.
It really is. And it's very exciting. You have horses that are traveling at speeds of 30, 35 miles an hour.
They can stop on a dime.
They stop on a dime. They turn on a dime.
Or at least they try to.
Exactly. But because the polo field's 300 yards long, oftentimes you'll see goals scored from 120 yards out. And
yeah.
If you and the width of a goal is about the width of a the uprights in a football field. So
just to get this straight, it's just like a sort of football game. There's an upright on each end. You try to get the ball
through
net.
The goal.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
all anyone really needs to know. A lot of people say, well, I don't know how to watch it.
Yeah, right.
And everything.
Sure.
And I say, well, you know, if
well,
you've
sometimes
ever seen...
it's hard to see the ball.
Yes.
When it goes like pummeling through the air, and then all of a sudden everybody goes, and starts screaming, and you don't really realize perhaps that it actually
well maybe you ought to change
exactly.
it like women's volleyball and color
maybe
the ball
like,
or something
do,
like
we
that.
We do that sometimes.
Yeah.
But watching the horses traveling at those speeds, the players are actually steering the horses with four reins in one hand and swinging a mallet in the other and scoring goals from you know tens if not
why four reins
away.
I can understand two reins, but why four?
One is for the turning.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, turning reins.
Yes. And then, so it's two different places on the horse's neck, and that's about all I know.
Interesting.
But
did you know that?
Me way out of my
well, I know there's a lot going on in the steering. And they still have the is it a mallet?
It's a mallet.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people think that it looks like a long croquet mallet. And a lot of people think that you hit it like a croquet ball with the face of the mallet, but you actually hit it with the side of the mallet.
Side.
And when you look at the photography, oftentimes it's a flexible stick. So you'll see that the stick has quite a bit of give in it, and it's phenomenal. When they swing a mallet, it's with a circular motion, and like I said, they can score from 120 yards away. So, it's a penalty shots are typically from 90 yards. So if you imagine a field goal in football or a penalty shot in soccer, those are from 30 yards away. So it's pretty phenomenal when you think of the scale that this sport is being played on. It's very, very exciting.
Have you had royalty here? I mean, is Prince Charles or any of those people?
Well, we've had Prince Charles's polo coach here many times. Yeah. In fact...
the Duke of... I'm sorry.
Oh, no, sorry.
I just thought they might have made him a duke.
Oh, no.
You're on your own on this one. You're
right.
On.
Right. Well, the...
I'm out.
But I do know, for example... we're doing on the weekend of the 17th and 19th, we have the Hector and Susan Barrantes Memorial Cup. Hector Barrantes was married to Lady Sarah Ferguson's mother. So,
royalty Hector, by extension.
Royalty by extension, yes. But, of course, Well, it's, you know, you asked. I told
you.
I'm
delighted. Well, we're awesome. Very happy with this. This is going very well.
We've had some incredible players who have come here. Like I said, for our women's tournament, we were fortunate enough to have Sunny Hale, who's the top rated polo woman polo player in history. We've had some very famous polo players who have played here and are going to play here this summer.
Now we're out of time, but I just want to give the website so people can find out more, which is saratogapolo.com. It's saratogapolo.com. The Whitney Cup is this Sunday. It's Friday and Sunday, right?
Yes, Friday and Sunday.
Friday and Sunday, and it's played now through Labor Day, and you can find out more information by going to saratogapolo.com. Jim Rossi, a great pleasure.
Bring your galoshes.
You're listening to the Roundtable. Thank you.